Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and I pray everyone is doing wonderful out there. And I just feel so wonderful because I have this Bible, the words of our Creator, as my guideline to live my life. And at times, it seems like things can get overwhelming. And even when we have the Rahadah Kodesh, or if we think we have the Rahadah Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, even when we have the holy words of our Creator, so much can happen in just at one time, we could seem overwhelmed. But what we do here at Torah Life Ministries is we're reading daily devotionals to lift us up and remind us of Yahweh and who He is and His words and everything about this. So I'm going to read this devotional this morning titled Give In or Step In. And these devotionals are from a devotional series called Suffer Well. Suffer Well. And that's what we need to do. Because trust you and me, suffering doesn't end when we confess Yeshua as Messiah. But the suffering isn't something we look down upon. It's something that lifts us up because we know not only is there an eternal place for us waiting for us, and eternity is forever, I'm only here for a short time. But while we're here for this short time, we could truly be blessed knowing and feeling this joy because we have a relationship with our Creator. So let's read the devotional and then we'll do a little teaching on it. It says, how many times do you think I have heard these words? While my children are in prayer, I give in. Usually, this sort of announcement comes after much inner struggle and suffering in the hearts of my loved ones. You come to the place where you realize that all you may have dreamed of, hoped for, and longed for may not be according to my will. And now it's time to let go. I have been teaching you about my patterns for quite some time now, and it is in those moments of surrender you would do best to remember what I have taught you. Your very prayers tell me whether or not you have learned and adapted to my patterns. The patterns are revealed to those who ask and seek and knock. Luke 11:9. And let me remind you, understanding these patterns ensure your success in navigating a life standard, but to my will. Think of them as blueprints for your life. Tell me, child, of all that you have learned from and about me, is it really giving in that you are doing? Or is your choice of words reflective of your ignorance about me and my true nature? Are you actually abandoning your hopes and dreams by giving into my will? Or rather, are your dreams being fulfilled? Do you understand yet? When you come to know me as I am, when you begin to enter into maturity in me, in other words, when you go into perfection, Hebrews 5:12, to verses 6-3, your words will reflect such an understanding. You do not give in when you hand your life over to me, but rather you step in. You step into my life for you, the life that was predestined to be more than you could ask or ever imagine, Ephesians 3:20. And for you over analytical thinkers, this is not a symmetrics. It is a heart and mind issue. It's not as if your plans, those you had dreamed of, hoped in, and longed for, could possibly be more perfect than my plans for you. Who am I to you? Am I less than what you hope for? Is there another who you should follow? When you know me, when you see me as I am, no matter what decisions you have made to get there, you will be excited to step into whatever I have for you. And no matter what you may surrender in the natural, it will always be worth it. So go ahead, give in, and step in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is our devotional. And I want to focus on those two scriptures for a moment that was given. The first one was Hebrews verses 5:12-6:3. So I want to read this and talk about this for a moment. And then we're going to go and do more of a teaching on today's devotional. But it says here, you have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things of Yahweh's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who, though training, have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Yeshua again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in Yahweh. You don't need further instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. And so, Yahweh willing, we will move forward to future understanding. And I read this scripture to you and I remind you because people say you're always reading a positive devotional or message, but they all seem the same. To trust in Yahweh, to submit to his will, to repent from our sins, to understand what sin is. Every day it's the same thing. On and on, you're giving us these same scriptures to describe this positive message that you're given. And the question is, and the thing is today I give you is, yes, I am doing that. But when are you going to get it and actually follow and take action? When are you going to stop being confused by these things I'm saying? And when are you going to actually realize that this is what we must step into and do? Not just say it and think it and feel good about it, but actually do it and live it. And more you are starting to believe that and understand that. But this is fundamental foundation scripture for you that I give you. We shouldn't be confused or discussing or arguing that if we should be obedient to our Creator's guidelines and instructions, that should come without even asking. We shouldn't be confused or discussing that is Yeshua stronger than us and can we do all things through him who strengthens us? I tell you this again and again and again because we have to get it and understand it and believe it. And you want to hear it? I'll tell you over again and again. But there comes a time we have to say, I'm past that. There's no doubt in that. That's what sometimes in the scriptures, they didn't even discuss certain topics because it wasn't even conceived to believe that somebody would have doubt in something or somebody would do something or not do something. It wasn't even a thought because people were so beyond that. And there comes a time where we have to go beyond these basic foundational baby steps and get to a better place. And it says in Ephesians 3, verse 20, now all the glory to Yahweh who abide through his mighty power and work within us to accomplish more than we might think or ask. Having that faith and understanding. But there's a time in our lives when we do become overwhelmed. We get to a point where we feel like we want to give in. And this shows our lack of understanding of the basics. Because if we truly understood the basics, we wouldn't be thinking we give up. We would never think that. We only if we feel overwhelmed, if we feel anxiety, if we feel like it's becoming too much. What's happening in our lives is not becoming too much. Our faith is becoming too little. That's what's happening. The enemy is trying to continually attack us and attack us and attack us. And we think about miracles, about things Yahweh can do that seem amazing, but they're not amazing. They're him. He is amazing, but only when we doubt him can we be surprised by a miracle. Does that make sense to you? Only when we doubt our Creator will a miracle surprise us. But if we have full confidence that there's nothing he can't accomplish, we're not amazed by miracles. We're saying we knew he can do that. We're not impressed because we had full faith that that can be done. Do we understand? Do we get that? I think of a football game, and you think about 1 second left on the clock, and it's a pass that's called a Hail Mary pass, where the quarterback just throws the ball up in the air and hopes somehow, and they call it a miracle pass, somehow they'll end up with a touchdown with 1 second left. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But we think about these things, this last chance. We can't think like that with Yahweh. We have to have full confidence that 100% of the time, He will be bigger than our issues. That anything overwhelms us is just a lack of our faith, because we have to have complete faith in Him that He'll take care of everything. No situation is too difficult for Him. No situation. Sometimes people come to me and they're sick and they say, yeah, Paul, I know that you take care of and help people with nutrition and everything else, but this is serious. But this is advanced. But the doctor said this. No, I say, but Yahweh says this. But the way Yahweh created the body shows this. And we must have full faith in Yahweh at all times. Even just last night, I was playing chess with my daughter. And she's getting better. She started taking all my pieces. And it didn't look too good for me. And this is just a mute example. I didn't give up. It wasn't necessarily prayer or faith in Yahweh. I was just sticking to it and not giving in or feeling overwhelmed that here I was on a board with so little pieces. And then finally she made one move she shouldn't have made in her lack of thinking. And I got her queen and then her other pieces. And then I ended up coming back. You think about a sports game where a team is down in the last inning or the last and it seems like they can't win and they come back. Well, when you're overwhelmed, you know, when things are going hard in your life, never doubt that Yahweh is stronger or bigger than your situation. He is our great Elohim, the great, wonderful creator. We need to always remember that. It says in 1 John 4, verse 4, it says, you are a God and have overcome them because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Psalms 46:10 reminds us in those times of being overwhelmed to just be still and know that He is Yahweh. And know that He is Yahweh. And then Matthew 19:26, with man this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. Who said that? Who said that? Our Savior, our Messiah Yeshua, said that in Matthew 19:26. We have to understand, no matter where we've been in life, no matter how bottom of the barrel we hit, if we come to Him and cry to Him through His miracles, through His discipline, through who He is, He will restore us and lead us in the right direction. Psalms 23, verses 3 and 4. He comforts us even in His discipline. He's there to help us. We should never, never, never be so overwhelmed that we give up on Him and who He is and what He can do for us. Matthew 11:28, Yeshua said, come to me, all of you who are weary and have heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Do you believe in that? The rest that He gives us. This is a basic foundation of Scripture, not an advanced thinking. If you truly believe and trust Him on your toughest days, you'll just come to Him and leave it to Him and trust He'll take care of Him. It says in Jeremiah 31:25, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. And just when we think we have no power or strength left to fight, we're ready to give up. We're reminded of Isaiah 40, verse 31, that says, but those who trust in Yahweh will find new strength. They will soar high on the wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint, because Yahweh is our Elohim. Yahweh is our rock. Psalm 61, verses 1 to 4 says, O Yahweh, listen to my cry and hear my prayer. For the ends of the earth I cry to you to help me when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the tower and rock of safety, for you are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Let me live forever in your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter. Psalms 94:22 says, But Yahweh is my fortress. My Elohim is the mighty rock where I hide. So we need to stop focusing on how big our problem or our situation is. And we need to start focusing on and seeking the peace that comes in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. John 14, 27 says, I am leaving you with the gift of peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled. They can't even understand it. How in all this turmoil and all this stuff going on, can you find peace? But Isaiah 26, 3 says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. So I call you today to continuously go to our Creator and trust Him. And when you're feeling overwhelmed, it says in Psalms 55, 22, cast the burdens upon Yahweh and He shall sustain you. He shall never let you suffer, the righteous to be moved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember Philippians 4, 6 and 7, 4, 6 to 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, we give thanksgiving to let your request be known to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Yeshua. But Paul, I've heard this so many times before. You keep repeating the same scriptures. Well, then when are you going to get it? When are you going to stop letting the burdens of life and the enemy and all these different things of our small time here steal your joy? Don't let nothing take your joy away. Psalms 50 verse 15 says, and call upon me in a day of trouble and I will deliver you. I will deliver you and you shall glorify. Yes. When it says in the scriptures to trust with him with all our heart that we heard so often, wisdom 3 verses 5 and 6, to lean not on our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge him and let him direct our paths. Do you believe that to be true? So why do we feel like it's time to give up, hope? And to give in because we're too overwhelmed. The Bible tells us not to be weak. The Bible tells us to be strong. Be strong in Yahweh and his great power, greater than anything that we can ever experience. He is greater and bigger than everything. Hold firm to him. We can do all things when we have faith in him. Remember how much he loves us. We give thanks to him for being there. And we're not afraid. We're not dismayed because we know he is near. He's always near to us. And he began a good work in us and he wants to finish that work. Philippians 1:6. He wants to finish that work. And we get the scriptures to give us that hope and that encouragement to move forward. Remember John 14:1 says, let your heart be troubled. Believe in Yahweh. Believe also in me. Hallelujah. And Yeshua said that. Yes. Yes. We think about the hope and the peace that we should desire to be still and to know. The hand of Yahweh is working in our lives always. Always working in our lives. Everything he gives us, good and bad, he will never give us something so big we can't get ourselves out of. And he's always putting his hand out to help us. The strong right arm of Yahweh is there for us always. He will exalt us on his timing. On his timing. When we say the word creator, think about the understanding of that word. Creator of all things. If he could just speak these things. Mountains to move. Storms to stop. And all these other great things he just speaks and they stop. Go and your son is healed from a distance. If he could do all these different things, why do we ever doubt him? Why do we ever doubt him? And you say we don't doubt him. And I say if you're ever in dismay or if you're ever in fear of man or if you're ever overwhelmed by life, you're doubting our Creator and all he could do. You're letting something or someone take away your joy. Don't let that happen. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. It says in Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you. I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember that there was a time where it was just us alone trying to do this. But Yahweh gave us this wonderful gift. Wonderful gift in setting us free and letting Yeshua pay the penalty for us. And then giving us the comforter, the set apart spirit to help us. To help us know right from wrong and choose right. To encourage us to be confident in the things we have learned. And to continue growing and moving forward. And instead of giving in, we go in. We don't give up. We don't give up. Joshua 4:24 says, so that all people of the earth may know that the hand of Yahweh is mighty, and you may fear Yahweh and your God forever. Forever. Never giving up. When the burdens of life hit us, the burdens of life that are so hard, that's time to go and praise, praise, praise. Psalm 68:19-20 says, Yahweh deserves praise. Day after day, he carries our burden. Yahweh who delivers us. Our God is a God who delivers us. The sovereign Elohim, he can rescue us from anything, even death. Even death. And that's where we find ourselves. So burdened by life and things in life. But 2 Corinthians 1:4 says, who comforts us in our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort where we ourselves are comforted from Yahweh. He's given us a comforter, a comforter. Psalm 31:4 says, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart. All of you that hope in Yahweh. And I tell you today to give your burdens to him and move beyond the basic teachings of scripture and move on and keep moving forward and let people be in awe that you could even stay so calm in these times of turmoil. Psalms 55:22 says, turn your burdens over to Yahweh and he will take care of them. He will never let the righteous person stumble. He takes our steps and keeps us walking step after step. And it's so dark to everybody, but he gives us a light in the Bible and helps us walk and move forward. Psalms 18:6 says, but in my distress, I cried out to Yahweh. Yes, I prayed to my Yahweh and my Elohim for help. He heard me from my sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. That cry is not a cry of fear. That is a cry of prayer. Hallelujah. That's a cry to pray to him. When you're overburdened or it seems like you want to give up, just take it to our Creator. And just thank him. Thank you. I don't know what I would do without you, but I'm so glad you're there, and I know it's going to be fine. He says, pray to me when you're in trouble, and I'll deliver you from, and you will honor him. In Psalms 50:15. Never worry about anything. In every situation, take it to Yahweh. Take it to Yahweh. The wonderful refuge that he gives us. Remember on a boat when Yeshua was sleeping. And the storm was there and the waves were going and the boat was shaking. And they were all worried. And he woke up and he said, what are you worried about? And all he had to do was speak and the storm stopped. There are storms in our lives and we worry. The boats are shaking, our lives are shaking. But only when we doubt will it continue. And remember what Yeshua said to them. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? We must take faith that his word is more powerful than any storm. His word is more powerful than any trial we're going through. And it's only because we doubt that we see when he answers, it's like a miracle and we're in amazement. We shouldn't be in amazement. It's not a miracle. It's who he is. It's who he is. He's the way maker, the promise keeper, right? This is who he is. It's in Psalms 46:1-2. Yahweh is our refuge and our strength, a great help in the times of distress. Therefore, we will not be frightened when the earth roars, when the mountains shake and the depths of the sea. Psalms 9:9 says, Yahweh will always be our refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Remember that. Remember that. Remember the burdens that we suffer. And just remember what our Creator does for us. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation shall take over you. Yahweh is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able to handle. That's it. And he wants us to have peace. In John 16:33, says, things I have spoken to you, that you might have peace, that you might have peace. And we've spoken about that wonderful peace, that peaceful place he puts us in when we trust in him with all our heart, all our heart. All our heart. It says in Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that Yahweh will be revealed in us. Yes, Yahweh can do it. We just have to give it up to him, to be still and know that he is Yahweh. And he wants to bless us. He wants to bless us, to understand the trials we go through, to understand everything that happens. But we hear him. In prayer, we come to him and we're quiet. We listen and wait patiently for him to answer. Wait patiently for him to save us, but trusting him along the way. Never doubting. And always thinking positive, knowing that he is everything. And our minds are not conformed to the fear of this world and all the other things, but is transformed by his wonderful, beautiful, perfect will. Philippians 4:8 says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And that's where we need to put ourselves. That's where we need to put ourselves. So when you're in fear, when you feel overwhelmed, when it feels like so much and you just can't handle it anymore, that's when you got to let the set apart spirit change your way of thinking. Ephesians 4:23, literally to change that way of thinking. We need to repent for even doubt for a second that our Creator doesn't want the best for us. Because he does. He wants the best for us. He doesn't want us to be so overwhelmed. He wants us to make the right choices. But within those right choices, he wants us to live in peace. And he tells us everything we know to do that, to make that happen. Colossians 4 verse 2 says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Watchful and thankful. And Psalms 119, 148 says, my eyes stayed open through the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises. And the Bible is filled with his promises for our lives and everything that we need in our lives to be blessed. And he wants us to be blessed. And he teaches us everything we know and need to know so nobody would steal our joy away. That's what he wants us to do. That's what he wants us to do. It says in Proverbs, a happy heart enlightens the face, but a sad heart reflects a broken spirit. For we have the greatest gift in the world in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. He's blessed us with the set apart Holy Spirit. We should have nothing to be sad about. We should have all joy, knowing we got the greatest gift anyone could ever offer us, the best blessing ever. And we have his word to read daily. We can go to him in prayer all the time. So I say to you, James 1:24, consider it a great joy, my brothers, whenever you experience various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. But endurance must do its complete work so that you may mature, complete, lacking nothing. And we're done with the baby stuff. We're done with the little stuff. We already know that. Now it's time to move on, move forward, and not step out, but step up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. May these words bless you and inspire you, and may Yahweh be with you, and may you glorify him always and be a shining example. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Covered in shame.